Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Most people aren't aware that hospitals are breeding grounds for superbugs, which are bacteria that are hard to kill and lead to serious infections.
One of these superbugs is Klebsiella pneumoniae, which is resistant to all antibiotics used to treat these types of infections. Klebsiella is now responsible for 60% of all intensive care unit infections.
One reason hospitals are ideal environments for superbugs is that people who are sick may have compromised immune systems, and they're often on antibiotics, giving bacteria the learning curve to evolve and develop resistance.
Scientists studying these hardy bacteria recently discovered one of its defenses. Typically, in a bacterial population, only a few become highly resistant. But this small group can improve the survival of the entire population by working together as a unit.
They do this by producing a signaling molecule called indole, which warns the bacterial community of the presence of an antimicrobial drug. The bacteria then activate protective mechanisms such as molecular pumps that can prevent antibiotic action. They can also activate oxidative stress protectors to improve their survival.
This is a new concept that bacteria can work together to resist the killing power of antibiotics. It's like a family coming together to overcome a hardship.
The good news is better practices at hospitals and other healthcare facilities can help prevent infections. We've already seen lower infection rates for a superbug called methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, which has fallen by 30%.
While that's encouraging, infection rates for other emerging superbugs is rising. Klebsiella, for example, has been found in 35 states and will likely spread.
That's why we need to protect patients by being vigilant with good hygiene and continue to study the properties of these superbacteria.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.